Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I got my mind set on
you. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans. Woo! Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
All right, Vassos, big intro time. Off you go, my friend.
Our next guest is a clinical dietitian, nutritionist, smash hit YouTuber, has a degree from California, but much more importantly, she's written a cookbook and brought food. Her debut book, Joyful, Cook Effortlessly, Eat Freely, Live Radiantly, is out now. So please welcome truly, madly, Raddy Devulkia Shetty.
Yeah, welcome, Raddy, to the show.
Thank you. What an entrance. I really appreciate that.
Love this book. Did we love this book, Control Room? How much do we love this book? Come on, let's hear it now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Raddy, it's so good. It is so good.
My goodness. Thank you so much.
I love the intro. It's gorgeous. The precursor, the prologue, and there's lots of it. It's not just a one-page intro. There's a good 20, 25 pages of how you live your life. You know, you have a degree in dietetics and nutrition. You're the real deal.
I did both, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. You talk about, you know, how good food is for us, how you went full-on plant-based after a long time of being vegetarian.
Yes.
You talk about improving your health via these amazing and tasty recipes. So my wife is completely plant-based. I was plant-based for a while. I gave it a go. The thing is, when people come to our house, Tash makes such tasty plant-based food. Nobody cares, and that's got to be the key.
Exactly. It is. And I think we have this really weird view of healthy food not tasting good.
Oh, no.
And so a big part of this book is showing people that you can eat food that tastes good and makes you feel good all at the same time.
Yeah. So you're also a practitioner of Ayurveda. What you eat along with your daily habits and the thoughts you think has the ability to completely transform every aspect of your health and therefore your life.
Exactly. It's not just about what you're eating, it's about what you're thinking, what you're doing during the day, all those little moments in between that have the opportunity to bring you joy if you are present and you show up and you have that mindset behind everything that you do.
Yeah, so you talk about, and we all talk about on the show, big fans of mindful everything, especially mindful eating for so many reasons. But you talk about conscious cooking, which I haven't heard before. Obviously, that would go with mindful eating. Mm-hmm. Why would you not cook with the same mindset as you eat? Just haven't heard it before.
No, and you know, conscious cooking starts from the moment you start picking what you're going to buy at the supermarket. Like, what vegetables am I going to use to nourish my body? What am I going to buy for my children that's going to help uplift them, energize them, be able to do what they want to do during the day. And then when you're cooking, having that same mindset when you're pouring it into the food you eat. You know, you feel energy when you meet someone.
Yeah.
In the same way, when you're eating food, you can pour energy into it.
Yeah.
Sounds woo-woo, but it's so true. Like, you could feel everybody's energy when you walk into a door. And so in the same way, we have the ability to do that in the food that we're eating. And how incredible is that?
Yeah, no, I got it. By the way, you don't have to actually use the woo-woo.
We love a bit of woo-woo.
We are all in on the woo-woo.
Yeah.
We really are. If we weren't called Virgin Radio UK, would be called woo-woo. We think it should be, to be honest. Then we'll have to pay Richard whatever we have to pay him every year. Just, we have to pay Richard for advertising Virgin Radio. That's crazy. Anyway, forget that. Sorry, I don't know why I went all neg on that. By the way.
Love it.
Yeah. Also, you are many things, but you're also Nong.
I'm a Nong.
Right, so listen, I hadn't heard of a Nong before. And I said to
not
Tash,
a nun. Okay, guys, a Nong.
I said to Tash, it's not Nong's on the run. It's, but Nong's on the run, but this is different. So it's no onions and no garlic.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but I love onions. I love garlic. Why? Tell us about the Nong.
Okay, so I am a Nong at home. I don't cook with onion and garlic because in Ayurveda, which is an incredible old school holistic practice over 5,000 years old.
Yeah.
And in that, it talks about how everything is incredible. incredible for you and has its health benefits in certain quantities. The thing is with onion and garlic, in small quantities, it's medicinal. It has so many benefits. But when we overuse something and we use it every single day in every single dish, it actually becomes inflammatory to your body.
Yep.
So when I was a dietitian, I would have IBS patients where they have gut issues. The first thing we would say is no onion and garlic. Like, cut that out and see how you feel. And so in the same way for us, just to reduce inflammation in the body, trying to have dishes without it. And let me tell you, if you have a spice cupboard that is full, you do not need onion and garlic. There are so many flavors you have not explored. Without onion and garlic, it allowed me to explore what flavors are actually available to us and how incredible it can be.
So much to say about this. Sorry, I won't get caught up on it. All the way to Z, I do love onion and garlic, and I've read your book, and I know that there are you can still get the flavour of onion and garlic in your food, and your friends come round and they say, oh, I love the onion and garlic in this, and you say, there isn't any, ha-ha, you fell for my trick. The thing about an onion and a garlic, though, if you mindfully consider an onion and a garlic and you look at them, they look like they're good for you. Do you know what I mean by that? And life is like an onion, you know, we start
peel it back.
Off, we overlayer ourselves, and if we peel back the layers of the onion, we'll hopefully get to where who we truly are.
Yes.
You know, garlics just look good, don't they? You know,
and you know what, they taste great, garlicky pasta.
Yeah.
But
they look like they are good for you. And I suppose you are saying, no, they are, but not really how we have them mostly nowadays.
Everything is. Like, everything has the opportunity to be good for us or bad for us. Even water. You overdrink on water, your body gets too much fluid.
Hang on. Pause. I'm pausing you there. You have this whole thing about water. You said you've received lovely testimonies from people. One, it's in the book. Thank you, Riley. You taught me how to drink water. I'm like, right, need to ask about that. How do we drink water?
Okay, so, well, especially in the US, there's a habit of having a lot of ice cold drinks. And in Ayurveda, it talks about how your digestion is like a fire. So if you imagine your digestion trying to keep its fire, you keep dampening it with cold water over and over again throughout the day. When you're eating, you drink tons of water, you then dilute the digestive enzymes in your stomach. And so in Ayurveda it says drink hot water, warm water, room temperature water, ideally hot, because it really helps to stimulate your digestion. And also drink it sitting down, because when you're standing up, it's just going right through you. When you're sitting, it's just gravity, right? You sit down, you drink it a lot slower, you allow your body to start taking it in different ways rather than it pouring right through you. And so those are two things, mainly not drinking too much cold water and then drinking little sips with your meals. Don't over dilute your digestive enzymes.
Drink at all with your meal.
Ideally not, if you don't need
to. Because you reduce the acids that need to
30 minutes before
food.
Or 30 minutes after.
Because Sadhguru talks about, you know, he has a glass of water, he leaves it out overnight. He's a big believer in room temperature, bringing it up to ambient temperature via just leaving it out as opposed to forcing anything upon anything. Yeah. He also says that maybe stand water near light in the day, because he's got something about electrolytes.
No, the energy of the sun getting infused into
the
water.
Just
like the sun grows the vegetables and the grains that we end up eating, the same way it can infuse and charge up water. And that's pretty amazing.
I often think, I don't know about you two, but I often think that when somebody has been sitting on a book like you have all their lives, and then they gift us that book, it might be the best one that they ever do, because there's so much in this. As I say, we haven't even touched on the recipes yet.
Yeah.
And all this stuff is in the beginning of the book. You could have written a book about this anyway.
I know, I did 190 recipes and my publishers were like, you cannot put all of those in. I was like, I want to put all of those in. And they said, no, we have to have 100. I said, okay, what about 125? They said, okay.
What I love about the book is we have a festival called Carfest.
Yes.
And Carfest gets people across the line to our festival. But actually, it's not really about cars.
Mm.
And the thing about your Ayurveda regime and this lovely sort of lesson or lessons in Ayurveda you give us is it gets people through that door via the recipes in the book, because that's maybe why they think they're buying it. But they get this for free as a bonus. But to be honest, I love the recipes. The pictures are unbelievable.
Thank you.
The first 20 pages, though, for me, are absolute gold.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really get past the drinks, because the drinks relate to a lot of Ayurveda.
They do.
And you talk about sleep as well. Everybody knows, they're sick of me telling them about it. I sleep terribly. What can you tell me about sleep? What can you tell me about what to do with my sleep? Because I've stopped drinking anything after 2 p.m.
Amazing.
Which is I didn't really, I don't think I drank that much after 2 p.m. But now I've told myself I can't. All I want to do is drink.
Yeah.
I have my last meal as early as I can. I have sleepful foods like bananas and things like that. Tell me about sleep and food and Ayurveda that might help me and other people, please.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're doing all the right things already. But on top of that, I would say making sure that your body has had enough activity during the day. Like making sure you're walking. I saw you do your workout before I came in.
Yep.
Making sure that you are also experiencing the sunshine and the moon. We are in sync with nature. Like our body wants to live as nature does. And so making sure you're getting the energy of the sunshine and then going out when the moon's out as well and feeling the calming energy of that. That's really helped me. Dimming your lights at night. We all live in artificial lighting constantly. It messes up our circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
And so at night instead, dim your lights, have some candles on. Allow your body to feel that it is nighttime now. It's time for me to wind down. It's time for my body to relax. And sometimes these artificial lights really throw our circadian rhythm off. And then breath work. Breath work is so important. It helps me in moments like this where I'm feeling anxious to do something. take a moment, take a breath. But it also can help to calm your nervous system. And the last thing I will say is doing a practice called Abhyanga. It's basically self-body massage using heated oils. You can heat up any oil, you put an essential oil in it, maybe lavender, and then just massage your own body with it. It shows yourself...
Yes.
Just before you sleep. And if you
okay.
don't have time, just your feet, because that's where all your nerve endings are. It helps soothe your nerves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for
Those
are three tips. Cool. We often talk about animal, vegetable, or mineral. You have a different version of that. Sattva, rajas, and tamas.
Yes.
It's a different version or an alternative version or parallel?
Sattva is mode of goodness. Rajas is mode of passion. And tamas is mode of ignorance. Basically, that all foods can, and actually all of life, can fit into those categories. So ideally, we're having foods more in the mode of goodness. The fresher, the better, essentially.
Love it. Surround yourself with eating more plants and spices, living with rhythm, in rhythm with nature and your own body, and also the energy, attitude, intention, and feelings that you surround yourself with go towards Ayurveda as well. Tell us about the rhythm. I know we haven't gone to the recipes yet. I apologize, but honestly, this whole book's so good. The rhythm thing, just you talking in the book about living with rhythm, made me feel calmer and makes me speak like this.
Yes.
When I think about it.
Yeah, you know, when I was talking about the rhythm of nature, I feel like we believe that we live in nature and we're not part of it. And what we have to realize is everything that nature is doing around us is also what our body is doing. And so when you see you think about winter, how does your body feel during winter? You feel like hibernating and you feel like you want to be in comfort clothes and eating foods that are really, heavier and nourishing to your body. And the same thing now, when spring is coming, we start blooming, our body feels lighter. And so in the same way, the foods that we eat, the activities that we do throughout the even 24-hour clock, see what nature is doing. When it gets darker and it feels like everyone gets quieter, that's the time that's what our body wants to do too. And in the same way, when the sun is coming up, that's the time to go, get things done. And so that's why even when I talk about meditation, I always say try and catch a little bit of time just before the sun comes up, because that energy of the moon before the sun rises and your body's ready to get going. Get those 5 minutes even just before that, just to have a little bit of calm before all the chaos begins.
So people say to us often, working on the breakfast show, getting up at that time of morning must be so tiring. It is the opposite.
Yeah.
And it's probably because of the reasons you're saying.
Definitely.
Because we witness that, the sort of minute before dawn mm-hmm. every day, almost every day throughout the year.
A moment of just peace and quiet before everybody else starts going.
Yeah. And, there is chaos around the breakfast table often, but there is cosmos out there to draw from. You talk about your morning routine and used to be a 5 a.m. meditator. That you pushed that back a little bit now.
Yeah,
haven't
you? 5 to 5:30.
Yeah. But you used to set your alarm for 3:45 a.m.
I used to for a year and a half almost. I was waking up before I went to the hospital to work as a dietitian. I would wake up at 3:45. I'd go to this temple that was nearby and I'd practice meditation there. For an hour and a half to 2 hours, go back home, change, get my lunch, and then go to work.
But you still put off breakfast for a lot longer than people may think, don't
you?
And even then, it's just a light breakfast.
Yeah, I have a light breakfast because if you think about it, our body has been resting in dormant for about 8 hours. And so your digestive system is exactly the same while we've been sleeping. So instead of overloading it when your digestive system is just getting started, you have to stoke your digestion. And that means having something a little bit lighter just to get your body ready, like, and telling it, yeah, tell your body, hey, food's about to come, a little bit more maybe later on, but for now, here's a little bit to start you up. Right. And then when the sun is at its peak, that is when our digestion is its highest, and that's in the afternoon. So having your larger carbohydrate portion in the afternoon, your heavier meal in the afternoon, you'll find that really helps with sleep at night, but also helps your digestive system have a bit more rhythm.
Okay, you also have a word with the protein trolls as well, a big word with the protein trolls. We'll leave that for the book. Not because I'm scared to go there, just because for those of us who discussed it over the years, it's really, but shut up, everyone.
I know.
And then you talk about where you get your protein from, and then you give us lists of things that are the solutions to our requirements. So, you know, you can chase your wants, or you can feed and meet your needs. And meeting your needs with protein, healthy fats, carbs, and zinc, and calcium, and iron, and selenium, and magnesium.
And go through everything. Because people are like, how do you get all your vitamins and minerals when you're plant-based? Yeah. And there are so many incredible ways to get it, and easy ways to get it. I think when you think about plant-based, or you think about being vegan, even if it's a couple of days a week, or your whole life, whatever it is, it's a lot easier than people think. Yeah. And so I hope that this book shows you're not going to miss out on anything, whether it's flavor, nutrients.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
And what's lovely about the solutions to the headlines I just read out there is that a lot of them are the same. You know, a lot of them are repeat offenders, or the opposite of repeat offenders. And we have, you know, this is how we live, because Tash does all this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, when they talk about non-animal based meats, because they can grow meat now and they have plant-based meats and all this kind of stuff, it's not good enough for them to taste as good as meat and be as affordable as meat. They have to taste better, and they have to be more affordable, because that's actually the only way a lot of people are willing to change. And it's the same with your book. As I say, I got stuck. I got stuck on drinks. You know, this, before we get to the drinks, a few of Roddy's favourite things: butter, yogurt, sour cream, milk, coconut milk, mayo, mozzarella, grated cheese,
The alternatives that people will think that you can't get. I've just shared a few there.
Well, you talk about there's a cheesecake recipe in here, and you think, but you're vegan. Well, it doesn't matter, because you crush your nuts and you got your cheesecake.
Baklava cheesecake in there. It is amazing. I was actually going to bring them, but I thought it was breakfast, so I brought you guys some of the frittata muffins from the breakfast section.
By the way, gorgeous. And then there's the full Indian English breakfast.
Yes.
Talk about that
masala,
for a sec.
Masala baked beans.
Aubergine bacon.
Come
on.
Yeah.
Aubergine bacon.
A scrambled tofu with a bit of garam masala in there.
Your folks and your family and your friends, they get an ingredient each, don't they?
Yes, they do. So there's one recipe from everyone in my family in the book.
For the Indian
English
your
breakfast.
Your dad's potatoes?
My dad's crispy potatoes.
Yeah, come on.
Baked tomatoes.
Sort it out, everyone.
Oh, I love a good English breakfast.
I also love your leftovers. Toss them in grains, heat them over greens, stuff them into a sandwich.
Sometimes you don't know what to do with leftovers, but you can do so much with them. It doesn't have to be the same as it was yesterday.
Well, you see, leftovers are gorgeous if what they came from was gorgeous to start off with. And if what you're starting with is gorgeous, why would you ever want to throw any of it away? That's the thing. It's an upstream thing, isn't it?
It is. And you know, when you're thinking about getting enough vitamins and minerals and getting the right foods in your diet, that taste the rainbow, you know, saying doesn't change. You have to make sure when you're shopping and you're buying your ingredients, have I got things of different colours on my plate? Am I going to have a variety on my plate of different colours and different textures? And I think that's what we have to think about when you're shopping for yourself, when you're thinking about what you're going to make. What colours do I have on my plate, because that will tell you whether you're getting the right nutrients as well.
Eat the rainbow, baby. Eat
the rainbow.
All right, it's a shocker, and Rachel spotted this. I spotted it as well. Rachel, do you want to go for this one?
Well, I was thinking that the kids will be very impressed with your book, because it says to eat your dessert before your main course.
I mean, come on! Who needs the main course if you start with a dessert?
Our digestion actually prefers and will choose to digest the sweet over the savory tastes. And so that's the same with our tongue. Like, as soon as you end up eating sweet, it will start switching off all your savory taste buds. Yeah. And so it's better to start with your sweet, so your body starts digesting it and gets it going first, and then have your savory. Because if you add the sweet afterwards, your body will not even think about what it's got to digest from the veggies. It will start just digesting the sweet stuff and leave the veggie stuff. So it's just a fun little thing from Ayurveda that I thought was interesting. So I, you know, threw it into the book.
It's
but
great,
yeah,
isn't
all
it?
The kids eat your dessert first.
Yeah, pudding first.
So cool. That's us.
I'm obsessed with your Indian full English breakfast. I can't wait to get stuck into that.
Aww.
My daughter recently taught me how to make scrambled tofu, and it's just
so good.
It's actually such a good base because people think it's tasteless and boring, but actually it's what you do with it.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. With most things, right? You can take a humble potato and make it into so many different things. Whether you can, you know, you can taste the world through a potato just by the spices you're using.
Very good. I'd forgotten before I got to page
243 how much I love and have never made and want to start chutneys. You have three chutneys. And talk
I'm
about
so hungry, are you, Rachel?
We've got condiments, dips and crunchy bits section because dips and sauces are everything. I've brought you guys my Mahamra sauce, my dip with the frittata muffins for you guys to dip into. But sauces and dips, you need to keep it. I feel like you guys should have a little nibble.
No, he's got to back off because he'll just wolf the lot. He's a wolfer.
I could do all of that
mouthful. Well, you're not going to, all right? Because it's for the team.
We had Man v Food in here yesterday.
We did. We had the guy from
Manchester. Thank
you. Have fun.
All right, now to the recipes. We're going to kick off with the drinks. I got stuck on the drinks. I promise you, you can tell I read the whole book, right? But I just got so stuck on the drinks. And one in particular, if I had to pick two drinks from your book.
Yeah, tell me your faves.
I'm going to have to go for three. I'm sorry. I can't get it down to two. I'm going to go for masala chai.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go for CCF detox tea. And then I'm going to have to forgo tahini latte because I've limited myself to three. I'm going to go pomegranate spritzer, right?
Yes.
Pick any of all of those and please tell me more.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the CCF tea because it's got the most benefit. I've drunk it every single morning for the past, 7 years at least. It is coriander seeds, cumin seeds, and fennel seeds.
Fennel's your favorite?
Fennel's my favorite. Yeah. It's amazing. All these three spices are considered the best digestive blend. You take the whole seeds, you pop them into water, you boil them. It helps to just clear out all the gunk that's accumulated overnight in your body, helps to stoke your digestion, and it makes you feel amazing. It just cleanses out your system.
Clearly. Yeah. You're on fire, aren't you?
I mean, it's so good. I love a CCF tea.
Just tell me about masala chai because it looks great.
Masala chai is, you know, before chai latte became a thing in India, we were drinking masala chai.
Yeah.
And it is, I share the spice blend that you can make it at home. Listen, spices are best fresh. When you can get the whole seeds and you grind them up at home and smell that, it is so different to the spices that you buy ground.
It's already doing the job, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just you need whole spices in your life. So I talk about the mix and then you just add it into some hot milk and water. It is just so soothing.
I used to think the best looking drink in the world was a freshly concocted Pimm's and lemonade. But I think your pomegranate spritzer outposts the girls.
I made that because my friends would come over and I don't drink alcohol. And so my friends would come over and they'd want to have a fancy drink, maybe some wine with their meal. So I had to come up with something that looked like it, where I can throw it into a wine glass and it still could be a little bit fancy while they're eating their meal. So that's my go-to when I've got friends coming over.
It looks amazing. And also, if you go and buy all the ingredients for this or the fresh ingredients for this, you know, or you forage some and you harvest some and you grow some and then you buy some, and then you get yourself, you carve out some time in your kitchen, you get your chopping board out, you get your favorite knife out, it already feels good. You're already in flow already. Time is no longer a pressure. Time is no longer invited to the party for as long as you've got until the chaos comes back in, school time or whatever it is, kids coming home. But it just gets you in the right place for life.
Yeah.
And if you're looking after yourself properly and you're sleeping properly, you know, and you've got the essentials covered, this is what life's about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, cooking should be fun. Like the tagline for my book is cook effortlessly, eat freely and live radiantly. And the cook effortlessly is let's have fun with food. Like just experiment in the kitchen, become a scientist in the kitchen and just throw things around. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't. And if it does, then amazing. Even the recipes, I've made them as a guide, but whatever's in your fridge, use that instead. Whatever spices you've got, you can adapt the recipes in whichever way you want to.
I just fear for your second book because it's got to come up against this one. Is there a better photograph in any cookbook that's ever been printed than this picture here, Rachel, the moon milk picture?
Aww.
How beautiful are those cups of liquid?
Wait, all your notes and all your little bookmarks. This is so sweet. I love it.
Do you know what I did yesterday? I usually mark books up with a black Sharpie, But I just thought, no, I've got to go and find a more colourful
one. A colourful one.
So I don't know whose
it is. Something a bit more joyful.
It's a sort of aquamarine Sharpie, isn't it?
Oh, you've written so much. Oh, I really appreciate that.
No, you're very welcome. Those drinks are just off the
Moon milks, they help you sleep. So all I've got all these different options.
Okay, vegan support smoothies. Let's just fly through a few things here now.
Go on, get past the drinks.
To prove that I have read the rest of the book. Family's Indian English breakfast, we've covered that one. Radhi's mushrooms, Mum's masala beans, all part of the English breakfast. And then... You Flora's with the French toast casserole. I know you can't see any of this on the radio, but check that out.
French toast casserole. It's an easier option than making French toast. You throw it all into a pan or into a casserole dish and you throw it in the oven. And it's so good. A great Sunday morning breakfast.
Because the way it's been pictured, you know, from it's a top shot down into the baking tray.
Got berries, maple syrup.
It looks like it's a frame and it's about to be auctioned at Sotheby's. what else is going on here?
We've got everything. There's breakfast, there's desserts and everything in between. Lentils, beans and pulses.
I wrote OMG on so many pages, right? Yeah. And OMG can stand for, you know, oh my God, parents, oh my goodness. Or oatmeal, my God. Look at those cookies.
Yes, there's cookies three ways. Oatmeal raisin, thumbprint jam ones, and then a Biscoff chocolate
thumbprint
chip.
Thumbprint jam? Hello?
Yeah.
So you get your cookie dough, you put your thumb in it, you stick the jam in the hole.
And then you bake
Why am I borrowing someone else's bigger thumb for this, I wonder?
With the Biscoff chocolate cookies, so you've got milk chocolate chips in there. So is that a vegan milk chocolate chip?
They are. You can get some milky chocolate chips that are vegan. But people can adapt if they don't have them.
Biscoff.
Right. Yeah, okay. Biscoff. You need a bit of cheeky. You need a cheeky treat. Like, not too cheeky, but cheeky enough. Yeah.
Well, you're cheeky. And let me tell you, 277, page 277 is very cheeky because there should be a drum roll for this. Ladies and gentlemen, triple chocolate, brownie black forest, celebration cake. Look at that, everybody.
I know.
Look, control room. Let's have your spontaneous response to that particular picture.
That is a good one. And you know what I do sometimes if I don't want to make...
Cherry's my favourite fruit.
I love cherry and chocolate. When I don't want to make it into a cake, I'll do a deconstructed version. So it's like a sundae. Just put it into little sundae bowls. And there's also a whole veg hero section because you know what? I feel like vegetables don't get their hero moment.
They do in our house.
Good, as they should. And so it shows you how to take all your vegetables in your fridge and just give it some love and make it taste incredible with different seasoning, spices, oils.
Like this caramelized caraway cabbage.
Yes.
Honestly, this book, off the chain. It's off the chain.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous.
I love that.
Are you going to bother with a second, or are you just going to sell this one for the rest of your life?
No, I have to do something else. I haven't decided what yet.
Oh,
but
well, good luck.
It's given me the itch to want to keep creating.
And then the soup section. Again, look at that picture
soups.
Of the soups. It's all gorgeous, isn't it? Look at that. So soups, you recommend soup last meal of the day because?
Because it's a lighter to digest for your digestion. You know, if you want to sleep better, you don't want your body working while it's trying to sleep and rest. And so if your digestive system is still working, it's not getting the rest that it needs. So having a lighter meal like a soup can really help with that.
And relax, everybody.
No, don't relax. Don't relax. Now it's time.
Rest and digest.
Now it's time for the frittata.
No, it's not. We're going to play a tune. We'll have a bit of Beyonce. And
no,
then I'll make sure that the teams... what do we have here again?
We have the veggie frittata muffins packed with vegetables. Yep. Your kids won't even know it. They're fluffy. They're delicious. They've got protein, right. 20 grams, and a Mohammad.
All right, so I'm going to ring fence enough frittatas for the team. And then whatever's left, Vassos might get a sniff off. All right, hang on. Coming back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
All right. We have six portions here of amazing food presented, produced, created by Radhi Devlukia Shetty, who's on the show right now with us. So you have six for us here.
We do.
Okay, so that's one for Felix, one for Tilly, yes. One for Rachel.
Thank you.
One for Aussie Jane. One for Hay and our engineer, one for me. Oh, sorry, Vassos.
You could go right off someone, you know.
Okay, so what are we having?
You're having your veggie frittata muffins and mahamra dip. Where you're going to...
Okay, let's lean in together. Let's make it a nice Insta shot. No, let's do it all around here so we can all fit in the frame. Hang on a second.
All right.
Dip away.
Live reaction, let's go.
After, when you've all got a dip going... Yeah, should we do 3, 2, 1? Yeah, ready? 3, together.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. What are you doing to us, Mike? You can't do this. It's too nice. Yay. Too tasty.
These ones are my favourite. They're all in a... You put it all into one bowl. All your veggies, your chickpea flour, all your herbs, and you just bake them.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I want a double dip.
Okay, what's next? What are we having next? Oh, my gosh. So mum and dad are in the book, as I've said before.
Mum and dad are in the book. Grandma's in the book.
They look so well. Your family looks so well.
They're amazing.
So we want more of what they're having.
I know. Well, they're plant-based also. Pretty much, yeah, my whole family is. And they just... My grandma's 90 years old, and she is the epitome of, like, what I imagine health should be like. Mm. She eats in moderation. She has an incredible spiritual practice. She lives with so much joy every single day and never complains. And I'm like, this is the life, you know? This is what I aim to be. She's been such a beautiful role model for me.
What we've just eaten is so tasty. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the worst things about processed food and so super processed food is salt, oil, sugar. It's SOS. So stay away. It's the one SOS in your
SOS.
Life you don't want to hear from. You know, it's about this taste explosion on the front of your tongue, on the tip of your tongue. And it fools you into thinking you're getting something tasty, but you're not. You're getting a trick. You are the stooge in the middle of this prank, if you like. but it doesn't mean it's not tasty. Some of the chocolates are tasty. Some, you know, I know there's some great chocolates that you can eat, and they've got all the right things going on. We have them in our house, 70% plus and all that kind of stuff. But These other things, you know, they're designed to get you to dip again as fast as you can, and before you know it, it's gone. You don't need to chew them, so that's not very good for your mouth, for your jaws, for your teeth, for your mastication, for your digestion. It's almost like drinking food, but the thing is, the taste disappears like that. This is what you've just given us is the opposite. Because they're small and perfectly formed. But that taste that's in my mouth, I don't want to drink any tea, any water. I want to have that taste in my mouth for the rest of the day. And I think it might stay there.
I mean, it should. And I'll make you a whole other batch. But, you know, it talks about how to have a perfect balanced meal in terms of taste, you have to include all tastes in there: sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter. And so the best recipes include all five tastes where you feel the most amount of satisfaction from the dish. And so I really try to incorporate that into all the recipes so you don't feel like you're still craving something afterwards. You're getting a bit of everything.
That's
in
so
one
nice,
dish.
Isn't it?
Absolutely divine.
The journey of that taste is still going on in my mouth. Because
love a good food journey.
The sweetness is now coming through. A minute later, the taste is changed. It's not disappearing. Processed food and super processed food, it disappears.
It's because of the salty and sour taste that usually take over.
But this is now, I'm now experiencing sweet.
Yeah.
Yay.
And that's the thing you say, Raddy, about I've had one and they're not big. But I'm all right with one. And you know, I mean, Rachel
first
and Chris
time.
Will know. Yeah, exactly.
First time.
I would normally have hoovered all of those up before anyone else had a chance to see
which
them.
Which is why I got the team in safety in numbers.
Yeah. But one little thing, and because I suppose it's because of all the tastes.
Yeah,
somehow,
you just get a balance of everything.
I'm good with this. I'm good with one.
And that's why dips come in handy too. Because
you know what the other one?
Of course, yeah, I have the other one, yeah.
Go on, have another one.
But I do it when no one's looking.
Just to test them out. Rachel, final words.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. It was such a pleasure to be here. What a joy. What a joy.
I really the book is called Joyful.
The book is called Joyful.
You started it and we just tried to carry it on.
The book is called Joyful and it is out now for you guys to experience.
It is out now. Well, good for you. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Joy to meet you.
Such a joy to
meet
you.
Thank you. And also she gave us an amazing Instagram lesson during Beyonce. This is how you do it. Click, 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 click.
Dance moves, yeah.
What do you ask for? Dance move or?
Dance move
or wave.
Or wave.
Wave or dance move.
Give me a wave or a dance move.
We're round of applause, Raddy.
Thank you. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.